and thank you for joining us. This is Kirsten Kelly, and I'm one of the marketing managers from the Webster Portal team. And today we're going to be hearing from Ann Chang, who is the product manager of the Dashboard Accelerator products, and she's going to tell us more about the latest release of the Dashboard Accelerator. To begin, Ann, can you tell me a little bit about what it is and how customers can use it?
Certainly. Well, Kirsten, the Dashboard Accelerator for WebSphere Portal helps organizations reach performance data wherever it resides, and it delivers this information as real-time key performance indicators via personalized, actionable dashboards. So we call it an accelerator because it snaps on to an existing WebSphere Portal environment, and it helps speed time to value by allowing customers to rapidly assemble dashboards and scorecards, and this allows them to help track business metrics and improve overall performance. By using the Dashboard Accelerator, which is Lotus Active Insight featuring WebSphere Dashboard Framework, users can quickly create dashboards and scorecards through an intuitive wizard-like interface that produces reusable software components without the need for writing any programming code.
Okay, so the next version of the product, 6.12, is coming in December. What is this latest point release all about?
The new release provides support for iWidgets 1.0, as well as seamless deployment of these widgets to IBM Mashup Center.
Okay, so it sounds like a new language almost, widgets and mashups?
Yes, it does sound a little bit strange, but widgets and mashups are meant to be used by everyone. In fact, you probably encounter widgets every day when you're surfing the web, and you don't even know it. A widget is a small piece of dynamic content that can be placed into a web page. Widgets are called different names by different vendors, so you might have heard them referred to by names such as a gadget, blocks, snippets, or flakes. So the widgets can be used to create mashups. And essentially, a mashup is a lightweight web application, and it's created by combining information or capabilities from more than one source, and it uses this to deliver new functions and insights. Mashups typically mash or remix information from multiple sources to create a new feed or a new application that presents information in a single graphical interface.
Okay, that helps. I think I'm starting to understand it a little better. I've definitely heard a lot about mashups lately. Why are these important?
Well, mashups allow business people to create situational applications by remixing existing information and forming new business insights that allow them to do their jobs more effectively. So using IBM Mashups technology, even non-technical users will be able to gain access to online information such as websites and feeds, spreadsheets, databases, and other applications, and then take this information to make sense of it all in minutes. The speed and the ease of assembling mashups offer businesses a cost-effective way to quickly put together a good enough application to solve a specific problem themselves, reducing the time and coordination effort needed from IT.
Okay. Now, you said the latest release of the Dashboard Accelerator supports iWidgets 1.0 and mashups. What does that mean?
Well, you said you've heard a lot about mashups lately, and the use of widgets has really exploded on the Internet in the past year. This latest release of Dashboard Accelerator allows users to take their existing dashboard portlets that they have and convert them into iWidgets, or to create new widgets from scratch. By using the Dashboard Accelerator, customers can already create dashboards once and deploy the portlets to a variety of different platforms, not only WebSphere Portal, but also Lotus Notes, Lotus Quicker, SameTime, and even BlackBerry devices. So now we've taken that capability one step further by allowing users to take the same assets that they had in portlets and convert them into widgets. And then they can take those widgets and deploy them seamlessly to IBM Mashup Center. So you're going to use the same tool to create both a portlet and a widget without incurring any additional cost. So this makes development much more effective, and it saves a tremendous amount of time and money.
Okay, so it helps companies and their employees be more effective. Will it add any new capabilities to what users currently have?
Yes, so the new release will extend the capabilities of Mashup Center and IBM Lotus Widget Factory that comes with Mashup Center, and it does this by adding hundreds of new visualizations to the library. So Dashboard Accelerator customers can now leverage all of the charts and graphs that are provided as part of the product, and they can take these and deploy them to their mashups to provide a richer, more effective content. So as you know, the Dashboard Accelerator comes with hundreds of charts, maps, gauges, and other dashboard components. as well as the design capabilities to create your own dynamic visualizations using your data. So you can create dashboards with flashy animated 3D charts, graphs, status indicators, dial gauges, and all sorts of other visualizations that make business dashboards more effective. So by incorporating Dashboard Accelerator, IBM Mashup Center users will be able to create a wider variety of reusable widgets that can be assembled together by business users into new applications and mashups.
Okay, so now any dashboard can now be seen within the mashup?
Yes, so Widget Factory, which comes with Mashup Center, already includes turnkey data connectors to a set of enterprise systems such as SAP and Oracle. And Dashboard Accelerator will add even more data connectors to that library. So this means that the mashups can now show rich reports that surface information from business intelligence vendors like Cognos, Hyperion, and Business Objects. They can also show reports that were generated from other enterprise systems like Siebel, PeopleSoft, and many more.
Okay, so this provides the ability to show a variety of different reports within the mashup, which is great. Now, this also really extends the capability of Widget Factory, correct?
Yes, so I already talked about the capabilities of hundreds of new visualizations as well as the new data builders, but I really want to point out that the Dashboard Accelerator and the Widget Factory are built upon the same underlying technology. So this means for the customer a seamless integration for deployment on IBM Mashup Center. If you have existing portlets that you want to make into widgets, there's only really two steps that you need to take. First, you simply replace the portlet adapter builder with a widget adapter builder. And then next, you change the deployment configurations so that the widgets are deployed to IBM Mashup Center. It's really that simple.
Okay. So now this announcement is really building on the overall platform support of the Dashboard Accelerator.
Right. So right now we have dashboards that can be created using the Dashboard Accelerator, and these can be deployed to IBM Lotus Notes, Same Time, Quicker, Portal, Application Server, and even on mobile platforms. So now we're taking that technology and extending it by including widgets that can be deployed into IBM Mashup Center. So the list really continues to grow. And, you know, with the increased adoption of mashup technology, the release will provide an extra benefit for those users to create more in-depth visualizations that they didn't have access to before. So this tool will really allow users to be more efficient with their time because they can use the same tool, which is IBM Dashboard Accelerator, to deploy both portlets and widgets, and all without the need to write any programming code.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Anne. And where can listeners go if they want to find out more information?
Thanks for having me, Kirsten. For more information about the IBM Dashboard Accelerator, you can visit our website, which is ibm.com/software/Lotus/Dashboard Accelerator.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for joining our podcast today.